We would like to welcome the other Joe Trahan.
You sure it's not the original Joe Trahan?
It's the original Joe Trahan.
Yeah.
He poached on your name.
Just like the original 88, the original Joey T.
Brought to you by Globe Life Insurance, Joe Trahan is. And Joe, we have you on because you found out some pretty kick-ass news last week.
I did. I mean, hell, I've been in Dallas now for 18 years. And there was a point where I wasn't sure if Dale Hansen was, like, not human.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know what I'm saying?
That's
just
fair.
Keep going and going. I thought my guy was going to keep going at some point. But Dale decided to hang him up. And now they're bringing in the big right-hander.
That's right.
And let's go. Let's go get it. It's one of those things you work for your entire career to be the main sports guy in a top 10 market.
Yeah.
You know, I was the main sports guy in New Orleans, but that was market number 30 some odd something back in the day. So, I mean, you guys, my phone didn't break. It melted.
Yeah.
It incinerated. You know, everybody was like, oh, that's, you know, you haven't had a bigger day. I mean, that can't be the biggest day. I'm like, well, at your wedding, everybody's there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Big day. The kids get born. It's a family thing, right? But, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, I tried to quantify it, and it was pretty much, I stopped counting at about 1,000 interactions.
God, dude.
You know, and it's,
dang.
I mean, boys, I've been in the business now for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in the business for a long time. Been in the business for 30 years.
Yeah.
And you meet a lot of people along the way, and you guys have met me enough to know it's important, those personal interactions, and a lot of those people reach back. And that was the coolest part of it, right? It's, I mean, having the job, the nice pay bump's nice too, and the time I'll have with family. But, man, it was like, what's the old show? This Is Your Life.
Sure.
Yeah.
Imagine instead of 5 or 6 people or 3 or 4 people coming through the door, there's 1,000. And that was the weekend I had, and it was like nothing in my life, man.
Man, very happy for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So did you think I don't even know how this works.
Yeah.
Did you feel good about your chances when news broke about Dale turning the page? Did you feel like, okay, I've waited my turn. This has got to be me?
So here's how it works, right? For as long as I've been here, I've been, you know, Dale's the number 2.
Yeah.
Right? When it came, you know, who else is going to – Joe, you're, you know, first in line to be behind Dale. So putting in that work, they knew the commodity that I am. They know the talent that I am. They know what I bring to the table and, more importantly, who I am and the way I go about doing it. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. I mean, I'm like, you know, I've been waiting a while for this gig. However, look – I understand how our business works, and you guys know how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I presumed nothing, right? Because I've been around too long.
Yeah.
And there are too many decisions that I've seen that have been made in the past to make me think, oh, it's mine. Yeah, everybody get out of the way. That's not my DNA anyway.
Sure.
So that made the day a little bit sweeter, you know, knowing that they made the right decision.
Clearly.
Let's go.
Clearly.
Yeah.
You know, whenever he announced that you know, For me, it was kind of obvious. Like, it was like, okay, it's going to be Joe. But you start thinking, like, could they – because you don't know how corporate America thinks or how news is changing and then, you know, it's literally changing every month, it seems like. Could those you-know-whats go out and try to get someone from another market? Was that ever a consideration?
And again, that's exactly what I'm talking about, having been around the business long enough. You have to have all – you know, possibilities in play. You have to have that in the back of your mind, and that's part of the reason why I presume nothing. You know, and again, that's no knock on my talent, but, you know, I don't know what their research says, you know, or could have said, you know. So I didn't even go there. I said, listen, I've done it this way the whole time I've been here. You guys know, by and large, I keep my damn head down, try to do some work, have a little fun every now and again, and then service the viewer, man. Give them what they want. They love the Cowboys. Let me give you some Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's sure. How I've always done it. So even when Dale told me, you know, before he let everybody else know, that was kind of the space I wanted to keep because that's always the way I've been. Integrity's big for me. I like to be the same guy that I am on Monday. Come Sunday, I want to be the same dude.
Heck
so
yeah.
that's how I do it.
Well, you know, and not to kiss your ass, but we all said the same thing.
But
whenever the announcement was made, You're like the nicest guy we know. You really are. You're like the most true blue, nicest guy ever. You always have been. You've always had a smile on your face. You've all like you see, you've kind of gone about doing things the right way. So this is it makes it all the more sweeter, just looking at it from the outside.
I'll give you guys the backstory. This is a true story.
Okay.
Because I've had a 360, right? When I got to college, the guy you see today, I was that guy. I get to college, and I figure it out at some point, because I had someone tell me, you know, you're so nice, I don't know if I can date you. And I went, really? I went, wait, how does this work again?
Well, that's weird.
So, no, but, you know, guys like, girls like the bad
little
boy
danger.
Thing,
little
right?
Edge.
Yeah,
right.
Little edge is right. Exactly the word, Bob. It's exactly the word.
Did you go out and buy a pack of cigarettes and just start maybe a motorcycle jacket?
No. No, but there was an edge that was born, and Jesus, I don't know how long. That lasted quite a long time, right? The next 8, 9, 10 years, there was a little bit too much of an edge.
Yeah. So, was this all in New Orleans?
New Orleans, Charleston, back in New Orleans.
Okay.
Right? So mostly New Orleans,
yeah.
Right, where you could have an edge, and it was all good, and it was a lot of fun. At some point, I realized, all right, it's time to grow up, and I did. There were actually calls made. With apologies to a few people. Hey, I know I was a you-know-what back in the day.
Sure.
But I'm reformed. And ever since then, I kind of I made it a point to just be the best dude I could be. It's that friggin' simple.
And you know what? So, you know, just being a little bit in the public eye, and, you know, you see athletes go about their business, and we say it all the time. It's so easy to just be nice. It takes no time at all, you know? And you don't have to, like, overdo it or anything, but it's just as easy to do that than be a D-wad, you know?
No, I mean, it's a head nod. It's, you know,
throwing
a hand up at somebody. I mean, it's just the most simple thing. And when it becomes your default mode, what you get back are 1,000 people saying, God damn it, Joe, that's awesome.
Yeah. This is Channel 8's Joe Trahan. Who is one of the top Joe Trahans we know.
Oh, hey! Look, it's white and black Joe Trahan together again.
JT squared. Dos Joes.
So, all right.
Podcast title.
So you, yeah. It's a great idea. So how long have you been in the TV game at all?
Man, I started in the TV game when I was a junior in college.
Okay.
My first job, you guys, was working overnights. I wrote the news, so I would work from midnight until 8 a.m. Then I would go to class from 8 a.m. to whatever, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I just started all over again.
Okay.
That was my first gig. I got really lucky when I was in New Orleans. The news director there, and this was kind of at the advent of 24-hour cable news with CNN, he said, well, you know what? We need to do some form of that. And he said, Joe, you're going to do it. So in New Orleans, at midnight, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 a.m., you saw my goofy face on TV right after I graduated college. And he did it purposefully because he said, Joe, once you put this on your resume tape, you're going to have a job in about 2 months.
Wow.
And you did?
And I did.
So what year, roughly?
So this would have been 1990.
Okay, 1990.
Oh, I don't care about the years.
All right. So we're very similar in age.
Yes.
I'm always curious – for people who do what you do, which is similar to what we do but different, and I feel like your game on TV has evolved. Like, where is the local big TV time. Sportscast in the year 2021, and where is it headed? Like, what do you think about all that? Like, is it a smaller window than it was when you started? And you know, I assume the consultants have had their hand in thing, and iPhones have done things. And
sure.
Where's this headed?
No, it's a great question, right? I've been to innovation summits at our corporate headquarters.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about this, and we try and figure out how to service our viewer. My North Star is always viewer benefit. You know, and then as I ascend to this role, the next step I want to take is viewer engagement. How to do that, it's really difficult, but I think we got to find a way. Because if you get me in front of our audience and they see that, that guy's not a butthole. He's
right.
Really good. We can combat that whole fake news thing we have to certainly deal with, right?
Absolutely.
You know, it's a real thing, and I want to combat it because, you know, I think that's where my genuine nature comes through. But I do think that we have to do it in a different way. Because everybody can get dang near everything on the phones. I mean, I love doing highlights, but are highlights as important as they ever were? I would say no. I'm never going to be, you know, screaming at you, but I do think it's more important that I share with you my viewpoint, you know, whereas Dale will knock you over the head with a verbal sledgehammer.
Right.
I want to say, hey, man, I learned this cool thing. Let me see if I can pass it on. Yeah. Right. It's just my way. But I think we have to do more of that. And if we don't, you get left behind.
Yeah.
You get left behind. I mean, it was well, you guys will remember. Remember when they used to put the graphic with the ball scores up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that thing went away and it had to go away because it's no longer necessary. Right. And there are a lot of things now in our business that are no longer necessary. And we have to move it forward. And the cool thing about our company is they're not afraid to try it, even if it doesn't work. Right?
Cool.
So we're going to try some new stuff and do it differently.
I'm trying to get rid of co-hosts.
Yeah.
Solo.
Is that where it goes?
Time.
Is that where it goes?
It's been wow. over a year now. It's time.
The Corby Show.
We might try alternate segments or something.
Right, yeah.
We're not sure. We're working on it.
Dude, Charleston. That's like the greatest city in America.
God. Oh, my God.
How long were you there?
I was there for 3 years, and it was fantastic now. Because the first thing I ever covered was the war on the shore. That was my first weekend.
No way. Yeah,
yes, that was my first weekend in Charleston County.
That's awesome.
And it only got better from there, right? Because, I mean, you guys know I love golf. And, I mean, it was crazy. I was there when Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish, took off.
Yeah,
Darius ended up being one of my boys. I mean, it was stupid fun.
Hopefully he reached out to you.
3 years.
That's a beautiful place, man.
Yeah. We haven't kept them that close a touch.
Yeah.
You know?
And what about sea crab soup? Where are we on
Incredible.
That?
Incredible. Okay. I'm good. Dude, I'm a seafood.
You went from Charleston to New Orleans, like the foodie places.
Oh, yeah. I just had the best, you know? And then growing up the way I did, I had family in Louisiana who can cook better than anybody you'd ever see on TV. So yeah. I've had it my whole life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, dude, we're happy for you. Congratulations. What's the first day? Official?
Right. So Dale ends September 2nd. Dale's last day is September 2nd. He's never going to end.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because my first day being the weeknight sports anchor, September 3rd, I'm scheduled off. I have a sneaking suspicion I'll be working that day.
Probably so.
I have a sneaking suspicion.
Probably smart move.
So September 3rd begins a new chapter in my life. And I got to say this, boys. The last 18 years, I was regularly scheduled to work Saturday. This will be the first time in damn near two decades that I'll have Saturday scheduled off. So my wife I are happier than any of those 1,000 people who reached out, because we're going to have some sense of normalcy, because that's the dirty little secret about TV news, especially guys who do sports. It's nights, it's weekends. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all
holidays.
Know, y'all, yeah. And yeah. Y'all know how important family is to me. It's hard. It's hard to make it work, but we made it work, and, you know, it'll be good for my wife, too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Thanks, brother.
Great
appreciate
to see
it. You. Thank y'all for having me on.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.